Everyone desires a mission in his or her life, an aim or a reason to rise each day. Dear listener, have you found your mission through Christ and his mission? Let's talk about that today from the International Gospel Hour. Please stay tuned. On
Jordan's Sony. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb. Greetings to each and every one of you. Thank you for being with us today. Let's go to the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 12, that affirms, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." Friends, I need the Son in my life, the Son and my Savior, Christ Jesus. Oh, how thankful I am he had a mission from the Father. Christ's mission was for man's good, and I want that to be my mission. So that's our discussion today. Let's talk about Christ's mission and how it helps our mission in life. Before we do that, our Jay Webb will come in a moment to tell you a little bit about our social media. But let me pause here and say thank you for tuning in. And we're under the oversight of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ. Our address at International Gospel Hour is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. And we would love to hear from you, our listeners. You can also call us at 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988. You can leave us a message at any time. We would love to hear from you. I'll be back in about 30 seconds as we talk about Christ's mission.
Why not follow the International Gospel Hour on social media? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and others. Please type International Gospel Hour into the search engine, and you can like and follow our pages to keep up with the latest news and efforts of our labors. We would be honored to have you follow us on social media. And now, back to Jeff.
Let's begin as we talk about Christ's mission, how it revealed God unto man. We recall the account of the Christ with Philip in John 14, and we're very familiar with John 14, verses 1 through 6, that conclude where Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me." But consider the remainder of the text from verses 7 through 10. Jesus said, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." Dear friends, Jesus' mission revealed the Father. So in turn, may our mission be to revere the Father. For in following Christ, one reveals the Father through one's life and example. Remember the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 in verse 1, "Be ye followers of me as I also am of Christ." Individuals should see the Father God in our lives by our faith and our obedience and our walk. For Jesus said in Matthew 5 in verse 16, "How, building off of us being the salt of the earth, a city set on a hill, and also to be a light to the world, and a city on a hill and the salt of the earth," I'll get all that together. But in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Dear friend, is the mission of Christ now becoming your mission? Number two. Christ's mission redeemed man from sin. In Luke 19:10, we know that the Son of Man has come into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Man had no hope. Well, when Jesus came into the world, there's hope through Jesus Christ. I mean, at the birth, he announced that he would save his people from their sins as the angelic announcement, "And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins," Matthew 1:21. And the great physician came to call sinners unto repentance, Luke 5:31 and 32. And may I submit to you that the great physician to this day has the proper prescription for you, dear friend, that he can redeem you from your sins. His mission redeems mankind. Therein is our hope. And dear friends, how we can be redeemed through his blood. That's what Paul told the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 1 and verse 7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." We have redemption through the blood of Christ that was shed upon the cross that purchased the church, Acts 20 and verse 28. That when one is baptized into his death, therein we are baptized within his death, his blood that was shed, Romans 6, 3-6. What a beautiful thought. Dear friend, is this your mission? Are you redeemed from sin upon your obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ? For Christ's mission was to redeem man from sin. Has it become, or will it become, your mission? Thirdly, Christ's mission raised up the church. We go back to the New Testament in Matthew 16 and verse 18 when Jesus promised to build his church. Based upon that solid foundation stated by Peter that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, Christ's mission raised up the church. He promised to build his church, Matthew 16, verse 18, and indeed he did when he purchased it with his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. And we note that he is the head of the church. He possesses it, Ephesians 5, verse 23. Dear friends, let us rise up and exalt the one true church, the church that we read of in the New Testament. And let us appeal not to become a member of a denominational body, but to simply be of the church we read of in the Bible. Dear friend, are you a member of the church we read about in the Scriptures? Is that your mission? Is that your search? To be able to return to the Bible and to find the church therein in the Bible and say, that is the one church of which Jesus promised to build, that he purchased, that he possesses. I know that if I am part of that church that I read of in the Bible, then I know that I am right. Dear friends, that was Christ's mission. Is it your mission? May I submit to you a fourth one, that his mission ruined Satan. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 3 and verse 8, "He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning." He sinned from the beginning. "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus cast that death blow upon Satan. The prophecy in Genesis 3:15 coming true through his death, and how Christ destroyed Satan and his power. Listen to Hebrews 2:14 and 15, a book that speaks of the supremacy of the Christ, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. But please note, however, Satan is still powerful. But as one follows Christ with a mission in Christ, Satan's hold on one's life, if you will, is ruined. Is the mission of Christ your mission? So his mission was to make our mission. In revealing the Father, we can know God's will through his word. In redeeming mankind, we have a greater hope before us to live eternally with Christ. In rising up the church, we see the blood-bought institution of which one can be a part. And in ruining Satan, he rendered him weak. And through Christ's strength, one can survive and live eternally. Altogether, the mission of Christ was for our good as he came into the world and died for us, John 3:16. Dear friends, it does matter. And it does matter indeed that we follow the mission of Christ and make that our mission. Hey, we have a special online study for you. Here's the details. It's a little lengthy, but here's the details of how you can have a part in further studies from International Gospel Hour.
As a complement to our study today, our friend Rob Whitaker has a free online video study titled, Does It Matter? Does it matter what you believe? The most important question in all the world is, where will you go when you die? God has provided all that you must know in the Bible. Your questions about salvation, sin, and the church will be answered directly from God's Word, and Rob is an excellent teacher. May we send you the link so you can give it a try? Just call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say, Does it matter? Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and please leave your name, email, and just say, Does it matter? You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, email, and type Does It Matter in the message blank. We will send the link to you. We hope you enjoy the study. And now let's get back to the Bible.
Dear friends, we hope that you will find that online study of great value to you. It is a number of videos that you can watch at your convenience. From our broadcast here from International Gospel Hour, we like to encourage further Bible study. Now, if you do not have online access and you would prefer a by-mail Bible study, we have that available as well. If you will call us at 1-855-444-6988, the same number, and leave us your name and physical address, we will get that in the mail to you, and you can study whether by mail or online. We're thankful to offer a number of tools of study to help you in your pursuit of the Word of God. We're grateful for Christ's mission and the part it plays in our lives, and now may our lives play a part in Him. Let's continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.